Okay, well, Gemma, we're about to actually start this grand adventure in the York Maze. Your thoughts?
My thoughts? A bit trepidation, a bit of nerves. Obviously, I want to be... it's almost a competition, so I do want to be the best. Do want to be the fastest out of the maze. I think I've caught the Olympic fever.
I'm very impressed with the fact that you managed to cope with this, with obviously thought of looking after Poppy and Jasmine as well, and changing Jasmine's nappy. It's extraordinarily wonderful.
You did call me Supermum, and I am just, you know... And I might even change a nappy while I'm in the maze.
Astounding. Natalie and Mum will be joining us fairly shortly. They're just taking a comfort break at present. And then we'll be off with various location report comments coming in association with Farm and Ordinary Nutritional Supplements Limited and Ather & Co. And indeed Parkville Care Homes here from the York Maze 2012.
Young Tax was the Mayan god of corn and the god of new beginnings. He came under the protection of a higher god. What is his name? The answer is given under the number one sign.
Okay, so that's the first question then, Natalie. We got it regaled for us by one of our colleagues at Minster FM. Your thoughts? Yumquat.
Yeah. I don't know what it means. No. I'm not going to be great at this, am I? I'm already feeling that.
It's the start of the maze. We're about ready. We've pressed the button. We just sort of work through that. Yumcax, the Mayan god of corn and the god of new beginnings. He came under the protection of a higher god. What is his name? Well, this is the moment then. We're crossing the threshold. We're now officially in the maze. There we are. And the first reminder there, please do not pull the plants because they can cut you. It's very important. Okay, your initial thoughts as we head through this, Gemma?
It's actually a lot taller than I expected because Tom said it hadn't grown very much this summer. So I hate to see what it looks like in a really good summer for them. So it's very tall.
Right, so breaking news as far as the Southside team is concerned, that all competitors have decided to actually amalgamate and share resources, with the tremendous scenario of obviously the Tuck family donating a pen, or providing a loan of a pen, so that the Jolly family can actually inscribe the answers. How are we doing, Gemma?
They could have actually, you know, sabotaged our effort there by keeping their own pen, but it's good teamwork. I'm sure it will be repaid at some point by us.
It's collaboration.
Maybe Natalie might need to nibble on Poppy's tuna sandwich for a sustenance through the maze or something.
Well, we're heading off to section two now, or location number two, as we continue through our little audio promenade here through the whole system. And so far, no screams of shock or pain or anxiety. We seem to be making reasonable pace. How do you feel it's going, Gemma?
It's actually quite relaxing, but maybe I won't be saying that in half an hour while we're still trying to find our way out and you know, dusk is upon us, then I won't be saying it's relaxing.
We can either press the button or we can actually read the question, really. Answer two, of course, the Mayans believe that there were 9 underworld levels. So that's the answer, number 9. Question 3, the Mayans had their own alphabet made up of pictures called glyphs. This glyph was called Chicchan and represented a number. Natalie, what was that number?
I don't know.
But the answer is under which number, Poppy?
I don't know.
Number 3, isn't it?
Answer is number 3.
Number 3?
Gemma, I was just for a moment. I thought we'd lost a young child there.
No babies are lost in this maze yet.
Okay, we're at stage 4 of the maze. How do you feel it's going, Jill?
Oh, very well. We're managing to find our way through. Okay.
And in terms of the actual scores, Gemma, you've obviously been writing the things down. Are you using the Tuck pen? How's it been going so far?
I have, but I got a bit carried away and thought we were heading for number 5 and we hadn't done number 4. And Poppy kindly pointed out that, you know, we needed to go to number 4. So I got a bit excited.
It's always good the way that sort of parents can actually have that sort of numerical literacy brought into focus, basically 1, 2, 3, 5.
I did need to be put in my place by a 7-year-old, and rightly so. Pipe down, Mum.
So, Poppy, you're having a brief break now at present. How are you finding it?
Great, going round in the maze.
We've got one more clue to actually go. Where are we heading to now?
Number 6.
Possibly number 5, but I think we'll do number 6 when we get to the end. Excellent, well done. That's great. Yes, or maybe we're just lost. I don't know. It's all wonderful stuff. So would you recommend this then?
Definitely. But I think there's not been much of the Morse code for us on the Morse code challenge.
Yeah, I think we passed one Morse code thing. It was the that was early on in the
So we've got dash dash. Yes. And yeah, we need six more. So yeah.
I don't think we're going to make that today somehow.
No, I don't think we're going to do it. That's for another day.
Exactly.
Just shows there's always something to come back for and do time and time again.
Now take your quiz card to the postbox by the exit and enter the answers into the combination lock. If you have all the correct answers, the door will open and you can post your sheet and enter the prize draw. From James Watt, I say, good luck.
Well, there we are. The very exciting moment has been reached, where we've reached the sixth and final one of the maze's clues. Jim is busily writing the whole thing down for what is originally supposed to be Team Joy, but has become Team Southside by default. Obviously, it's good to actually have that pen to hand. I'm very impressed. Very good.
Thank you.
And we're now ready to pretty much put the first challenge in there. We've left the Morse one.
Yeah, we've not done very well with the Morse challenge, have we?
Natalie had to send out an SOS, which was dot, 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 dash, etc.
If Natalie doesn't come back with the answer to the Morse challenge, I'll be very, very annoyed.
Now, the officially designated depositor of our entry is obviously going to be...
I think it's going to be Poppy. I think she's going to deposit the treasure found.
It's a very important role that you're going to do under here, Poppy. So I don't think we'll actually interview her as yet. She's obviously focused on the whole thing question.
I think she's in the zone, and, you know, like Usain Bolt, when they're in that zone, you don't interfere, you just leave them to,
Precisely, precisely. I'm looking ahead at the Maze of Illusions, which sums up my life in so many ways. Are we going to track the Maze of Illusions down? What do you think, Natalie?
Yeah, we could do, yeah. Looks intriguing.
Yeah, exactly. It's all an illusion. Life is just an illusion. We're creating all sorts of strange things here. It's interesting. Of course, the code needs to be entered. Otherwise, if the code isn't put in correctly, there could be all sorts of other problems there. The letterbox will not open. Right, so we've now entered the Maze of Illusion, and we're catching a few things here in terms of the various things. We're looking at a thing called Vanity. Is it a skull, or is there danger lurking for this couple? What do you think, Natalie?
I can see both, actually. When from the distance, I saw the skull first, and now I see the couple.
And the bulging lines?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, the twisted circles, a series of perfect concentric circles, an example of a twisted cord illusion.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's really good.
So, again, proving that clearly we have the psychologist at work as well here. What are we seeing at present, Natalie?
Well, on first look, it looks just like a rose. But then if you actually look at the rose, you can see two lovers sat in the rose. Well, in the petals, and they make the rose petals. It's very cleverly done.
La vie en rose. And where's the pie? Who ate all the pies?
I'm just having a quick look
yes,
at it.
Clearly, yes. Let's just describe
it's
the sort of
to talk and concentrate exactly. At the same time.
Come on, you can do this. It's a male. It's difficult, but from my point of view, you can do it. Well, that's the sound of Natalie concentrating.
Can't work it out.
As the scrumptious pie has the ability to appear and disappear before your eyes, you can either see one piece of pie, of the whole pie, with a piece missing. Has it worked, Natalie?
No, I just see like a pie with a bit of a piece cut out. I don't get it. I'm really confused, actually. Mum, can you see it?
No, I thought it looked like a clock, actually, a backward clock.
We're not very good. We've let the side down.
Perhaps it's just the way you see the world, girls, that's all. It's the way you see the world.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have the sounds of the youngest ever. It's official location reporter for Southside Broadcasting. That, of course, is Jasmine in the background, gurgling her appreciation. Well, not screaming, but there we are. Life continues. Natalie, what have your highlights been of the day so far?
I think seeing the birds of prey and getting to stroke Florence, that was really great. She was like my new best friend, maybe. Might take her home.
Yeah, makes sense. Jill?
I like the illusion maze. Definitely, yeah. All the different things you can see.
Poppy?
And the maze and doing the quiz.
Brilliant stuff there. I think, obviously, it's the Ribena bottle as far as indeed Jasmine's concerned. But from your own point of view, Gemma?
I think just the general atmosphere of the sort of the seating areas, it's just so lovely. It's a really welcoming atmosphere.
Yay, excellent stuff. So there we are, a sort of fairly rowdy ending to
Southside Broadcasting's location report here from the York Maze 2012 in association with Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements and Atherin Care, and of course the delights of the Parkville Care Home. So this has been Alex Levchuk and Gemma Joy with, of course, Poppy and Jasmine, and of course Natalie Tuck and Natalie's mum.
Thank you.
Exactly, saying happy trails. Can we say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Well, after all these years, Tom, I must admit, I've just been moved beyond words, because we just had a ceremony that it just needed Vangelis and Chariots of Fire in the background.
The Olympics has nothing on us, Alex. You are a gold York Maze medal winner.
Well, the team are. There was teams outside. Yay, that's great stuff there. Natalie, are you pleased and impressed? How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel like elated. Look at it. I'm going to keep this on forever. I'm going to wear it to work on Monday and show it off. I'm like really happy about this. When I'm sat there testing grain, seed and testing wheat, you know, I'll be like, well, I've got a gold medal from York Maze, so I'm good at this.
Almost like Jessica Ennis. I felt she was just going to sort of, the tears were going to come there. Tom.
Life is complete now, Alex. It's complete. It was great.
And Gemma?
I feel my life's complete now. And I feel part of the gang. I'm like the corn gang.
And finally, the York Maze, of course, reopens in October for the Halloween scenario. Do we have dates for that?
I believe we open on the 27th this year and run through, which is a Saturday, and we run through to the following Saturday, which is the 2nd of November. And then, of course, don't forget the fireworks spectacular on the 5th of November.